State Senator Dave Cortese of San Jose is backing the bill, along with Assemblymember Mike Gibson of Los Angeles and South Bay Assemblymember Evan Lowe. Shamika Gaskins is the executive director of the Children's Defense Fund California, a group that has sponsored the bill. She said young people aging out of foster care still need support.
When our children enter the foster care system, the government has decided that we are more fit to act as a parent. So we cannot toss that responsibility away just because a young person has reached a certain age or completed a program. We know that continued support leads to better outcomes. Employment, earnings, the adequacy of social support are improved, that decreases the likelihood of involvement in the criminal justice system. And based on our recent national polling of data, the majority of voters also support guaranteed income programs for young adults transitioning out of foster care.
The Grace End Child Poverty Institute and the National Foster Youth Institute also back the measure. Kenneth Chansey is the policy manager at National Foster Youth Institute. He said as a former foster youth himself who ended up homeless, he understands the importance of continued support after leaving the system.
One quarter of foster youth do age out of the foster system into homelessness. And my story really is not unique. Foster youth are aging into poverty and into homelessness on a routine basis, often occupying the tents that line our street. My little sister herself, Stephanie Marie Nicole Costello, say her name, passed away on September 13th, 2017 at the age of 24 years old, just 2 years younger than myself when I was writing legislation for the city of Los Angeles. And it does not have to be this way. The solution is simple. Provide these young adults with a stable financial foundation that is not conditioned on their medical, academic, or career accomplishments. We know what our president would say. This is about more than a paycheck. This is about dignity. This is about respect. This is about our transition-aged youth growing into a society that places them with healthy outcomes.
Each year, approximately 2,400 to 2,500 foster care youth age out of the extended foster care program in California. San Francisco District Attorney Chase Aboudin backs the bill. He says that helping these young adults succeed will mean fewer youth on the streets with no job prospects. Boudin's parents were incarcerated and he grew up in foster care. He says 10% of foster kids have parents in the criminal justice system.
We know there's a direct connection between public safety, incarceration, foster care, and victimization. Research has shown us that 40% of children in foster care have been exposed to parental incarceration at some point in their lives. I grew up visiting both of my parents behind bars. I know the kind of trauma that the sudden loss of a parent can have on a child and the kind of lifelong resources and supports that are needed to make that child whole again. Universal basic income for transitional age foster youth is a part of mitigating the harm to those impacted by incarceration and preventing and breaking a cycle of intergenerational incarceration and victimization.
Senator Dave Cortese is requesting $60 million from the state's general fund for the program, which is based on the successful model he championed in Santa Clara County. The basic income program would be administered by the Department of Social Services over the course of 3 years under the bill. The bill faces little opposition and has already cleared both the Senate Human Services Committee and the Senate Appropriations Committee. For KPFA News, I'm Alyssa Martinet.